With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The jury has begun deliberations in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from New York.
After weeks of testimony, the case is now being decided by 12 jurors. They began deliberating after Judge Juan Marchand gave them final instructions, including a reminder of their solemn responsibility in deciding Trump's guilt or innocence. He also reminded the jury of their vow to set aside any personal bias they may have and decide the case fairly based on the evidence of the law. The former president, who must remain in the Manhattan courthouse, told reporters that the charges against him were rigged and politically motivated. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, critics are blasting President Biden over his decision to open the tap on one of the nation's most important fuel reserves. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
President Biden announced over the weekend he'll sell off 1 million barrels from the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says it's about lowering the price of gas. The move comes ahead of the busy summer driving season, but also the 2024 election. Critics say it's a politically motivated misuse of that reserve, which is intended as a critical backup in the event of natural disasters or other national emergencies. Bob Agnew reported.
Israel's military says it seized control of a strategic corridor that runs along the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. The capture of the area, known as the Philadelphia Corridor, gives Israel control over a strip of land it says is awash in smuggling tunnels that have bolstered the terrorist Hamas group. On Wall Street, stocks have been trading lower, the Dow losing 405 points now, the Nasdaq 67 points in the red. This is SRN News. A drag performance took place at the Vatican's new event for kids this month.
Pope Francis inaugurated the first ever World Children's Day Festival in Rome. It's unclear if he was aware that amongst the entertainment options for small children was a drag show. YouTube video shows a large group of kids at the festival venue watching a man in a dress and women's makeup dance for them. The Pope has already sparked division in the Catholic Church by allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Washington, D.C. has issued a permanent injunction barring U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent vigil for prayer. The coalition says the First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in the public square. This is SRN News. Here's an update on sentencing for the man who attacked Paul Pelosi.
The man convicted of attacking the husband of Nancy Pelosi with a hammer 2 years ago has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePapp was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePapp said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
Two new giant pandas are returning to Washington's National Zoo from China this year. Pandas have been a symbol of U.S.-China friendship since Beijing gifted a pair to the National Zoo in 1972. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.